All right, welcome back in. Week 15, LA Fantasy Freaks. My name's Ben Conroy with my man Michael Bailey and Carlos Saisu in the house. We are in beautiful downtown LA like we are every Wednesday, giving you our favorite topic, fantasy football. Not LA fantasy football, because we don't have a football team in LA.
It is a fantasy, though.
It is fantasy. It would be a fantasy. Well, welcome in, guys. And we got playoffs right now. Playoffs. So, it's a big time, very important time right now in fantasy football. Chance for you guys to really come up and make some really good decisions to help you win your games.
This week is so much more stressful than last week, mainly because if you're in a money league, first and second always pays out. So, getting into that championship game is almost a sigh of relief, but definitely much more stressful this week.
Yeah, for sure.
Speak for yourself, Bailey. Consolation championship, here I come.
That way, Carlos Saisu. Way to stay strong and bring up the rear there. All right, guys. Twitter, at LA Fantasy Freaks. LAFantasyFreaks.com. Facebook.com/ LA Fantasy Freaks. We got SmackChat.com out there. That's in LA. Team 10 is out there in Palm Springs, Team 1010. All right, guys, our Super Freak of the Week for Week 14. We're giving it to you for the first time ever, the Seahawks defense.
Can you guys believe that?
Yeah, man, they were crazy good last week. 4 picks against Arizona, 4 fumble recoveries, 2 TDs, 9 pass defenses, and, oh, yeah, a shutout. Pretty impressive. That's why we're giving it to them. Bailey, you got to be pretty excited about that.
Very excited. Hopefully we can keep the momentum going into the following weeks, especially against San Francisco.
Wow, that'll be a tough one
for
you.
How many people did I hear this week say, oh, at least I had the Seahawks defense? I mean, this guy didn't do that well, but at least I had the Seahawks defense.
Yeah.
They won a lot of games.
I was going to say, they single-handedly won games for people.
And it had to be some type of record for a defense, putting up high 40s, low 50s.
Yeah.
It has to be. I don't remember. Chicago's defense did very well this year, but I don't think they ever put up that many points.
Yeah. Cam Newton and Tom Brady, both runners up this week. They both had really big games as well. So that was our Super Freak of the Week for Week 14. Our next one, little segment we're going to get into right now is something that Carlo was really happy about coming up with. Our What the Freak of the Week. Apparently, we don't have sound for this one, apparently. But it's going to be...
I have sound.
Oh, you do?
Listen, that's what it is. Silence. Because that is what my team did this week. I mean, we're looking at our rundown, and it says Carlos' team. And mainly because my team that was aimed to go to the playoffs did not. It chose to have its lowest point output of the fantasy football season. Thanks to A.J. Green. 3 catches, 44 yards. On the week, and of course that drop touchdown that everybody saw, and Bryce Brown, and a grand total of 12 total yards, especially after 2 weeks coming off 30 fantasy point games.
Wow, that's tough right there.
So thank you, AJ, and thank you, Bryce.
All right, that was our What the Freak of the Week segment,
aka Carlo's team.
All right, guys, let's move it into our matchups right now. First one we're going to get into right now is Giants versus the Falcons. This is going to be a tough game for, both teams in all reality, in my opinion. Guys, what do we expect from David Wilson right now going up against the Falcons running defense that's 23rd, ranked 23rd?
I would definitely say that the Giants will look to, have him in the game. And by in the game, I mean give him the ball, try to, put some pressure off Eli Manning. It's really important, as we all know, as the weather gets colder, your run game is much more important.
And it's just amazing, though, what David Wilson did last week. Sure, it was against a bad Saints defense, but who puts up a team record 327 all-purpose yards along with 3 touchdowns? This is David Wilson. This is not a star of any sort. And hopefully, if you had him, you were playing him on a league that has return yards counted.
Yeah, like my league back there at home in Orange County, we play in a league that Gibbs points for return yards, and David Wilson went crazy. 41 points in my CBS league. He was just out of control. And my buddy Nathan had him on the bench, and he was cursing the whole time watching him run. All right, guys.
But this is, sorry, this is what the Giants wanted. This is why they drafted him, I believe, in the late first round, early second round, whatever it was. This is what they envision, a backup that will eventually take over for Bradshaw, who can produce like this. But unfortunately, he fumbled in the first carry he ever had, and he was in the doghouse ever since.
Yeah, but it looks like he's a star on the rise.
Yes.
All right, guys. The Falcons, they on the other side of the ball, they've given up six touchdowns through the air, only given up six touchdowns through the air this season. So what do you guys think? The Giants receiver is going to have a hard time this week?
I would say a much harder time than what they had last the previous week. Falcons defense is a bend don't break defense, but somehow, you know what, one of the Giants receivers always seems to come out on top. You know, they have multiple weapons, even if that includes Bennett.
And Hakeem Nicks is feeling good. He's feeling the healthiest he's felt all season, and that's rare to hear, especially going late towards the season. I feel good still about Victor Cruz. He's gonna get his. Hakeem Nicks, he'll get his. As much as the Falcons have only given up six touchdowns through the air, I think the Giants will still get their yards through the air. At least yards. I don't know about touchdowns, yards.
Yeah, they'll definitely get some yards. I mean, it's hard to stop a prolific offense like that. Falcons running backs, guys, they're struggling against they could struggle against the ninth best run defense in the league going up against the Giants, only allowing one rushing touchdown in the last 2 months. That's pretty impressive, and you got to think that if a guys like Justin Tuck, Osen Yumanura, those guys can get it really going this week, they could really give, you know, the Falcons a hard time. Matt Ryan and, you know, Michael Turner, Jaquizz Rodgers, they could have a hard time with that. What do you guys think?
The running backs for the Falcons, they haven't been generating too many points outside of Michael Turner putting in his one touchdown. He has a nice scoring streak. I wouldn't be surprised if it stops right here because, like you said, this is a very daunting Giants rush defense, and Rodgers hasn't been dominating the ground as well. We're expecting Rodgers to take over the running back position from Michael Turner, but still, Turner's having it only because he can put a touchdown a game.
It'll be interesting moving forward.
And I forgot what defensive lineman was on the Giants. I don't know if it was OC, but he said, or the Giants defensive lineman was quoted as saying, was, "We are still the best team in the league." So they definitely still think they have something to prove. And facing a team like the Atlanta Falcons is, you know, a good task for them.
Do you guys think they're going to get going, the front four of the Giants this week against, you know, they have only gotten one sack in the last two road games.
They haven't
gotten a sack, I'm sorry.
I don't think this week, but overall they need to if they expect to do any damage in the playoffs.
All right. Well, that one's in the books. Let's move it along, guys. Packers versus the Bears. This is going to be an interesting game. Always when the Packers play the Bears, I love that. Cutler, guys, he's expected to play with the neck injury. He threw four picks in week two against the Bears. Against the Packers. Do you guys think he's going to have a better time this time around, or do you think he's going to continue to struggle?
Heck no. Well, heck no to things getting any better. He's going to continue to struggle, especially him being hurt. He had a stretch earlier in the season where it seemed like things were turning around, but he's back to the Jay Cutler that we're used to. Turnover prone, he's hurt again, and like you said, he struggled against the Packers right there. And I think he's going to do like what you just did, Ben, cough up the ball. Turnovers.
Very nice. You guys got to look out for Marshall, though. I always feel like there's this connection with Cutler and Marshall, and they seem to always find each other. So I don't know. I'm curious how that's going to play out this week. You guys, do you think Matt Forte is going to have a good game this week against an average run defense for the Packers?
If the Bears want any chance to win, Forte is definitely going to need to be involved and be productive against that. I believe Clay Matthews might be back. The safety, Woodson?
Woodson.
No, Woodson, Charles, yeah. Woodson. Charles Woodson, thank you. I couldn't remember his first name. Yeah, no Charles Woodson, maybe Matthews. But Forte definitely needs to bounce back. I don't know how well he can do, but you know, he might be able to at least sneak a touchdown at the goal line for you. Chicago will score. I don't think they'll be shut out.
The Packers like you said, I mean, Forte is the option for the Bears if they are going to win this game. Packers have allowed 4 rushing touchdowns in the last 4 games on an average of 100-plus yards. So Forte, got to be the source for the win.
All right, Will Rogers have a bounce-back performance, guys, against a team that held him to 1 touchdown and only 219 yards in Week 2? Do you guys think he can do that with his receivers, you know, and how they're playing right now?
Week 2 was bad for both Rogers and Cutler.
I know.
But I have a better feeling about it than definitely over Cutler. You know, Rogers definitely is a more consistent professional. I would say that it's a must-win for the Packers on the road, and I think Rodgers will be up for the performance.
You mentioned on the road with the weather condition for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They don't have much of a run game. And with the colder weather in Chicago in December, you're going to have a run game to play and to really survive. But, again, they don't, and Aaron Rodgers is going to have a heavy load through the air, a cold Chicago air.
You never know and the same goes for Cutler. If the pass rush is too heavy and they're getting up the field too much, you might look for a nice big run from one of the quarterbacks there. You know, Aaron Rodgers definitely proved it last week with that. I don't even know that. Like it was like a magic trick. He like perfectly sold us on something and he ran in like a 25-30 yard touchdown.
Yeah, it was quite the scramble.
It was set up perfectly. He's like pointing this way and beat the linebackers and then beat the DB or whatever. It was a very graceful run.
All right, guys, I can tell you what. Packers are going to might have a tough week though, because you know, the Bears are top 10 in every defensive category when it comes to fantasy this year, so Packers might have a tough time. We'll have to see. And on the other side of the ball, the Packers are mediocre in every defensive category. So the Bears, you know, they might have a big week too. So this is, like I said, this is going to be an interesting game, and I'm really excited to watch it.
The Bears do surprise every once in a while.
Yeah.
But my money would be on the Packers offense producing more fantasy points than the Bears.
There you go. All right, Broncos at Ravens, guys, our next one. This is an interesting game. We got a new offensive coordinator for the Ravens. So it could be
one who probably has never called an offensive play. I don't know where he was before Indianapolis, but Peyton Manning called all the plays, and now he's going to be thrown in here. But he might have a better relationship with Flacco than Cam Cameron did. So you never know. This could be the bump that the Ravens need to actually get consistency and more balance out of their offense.
I would look for Ray Rice to benefit from this whole thing, just because, you know, you would think that a new offensive coordinator is going to take some time to get the quarterbacks and receivers into the same book. So I'm looking at them just handing it to Ray Rice and saying, go get it, kid.
We all know how dominant Ray Rice can be as a real player and as a fantasy player. And there's no reason why he shouldn't be getting at least 20 touches a game. And he got 12 against Pittsburgh. I think that's the reason why they lost.
Yeah.
And, I mean, looking at his stats, I mean, he had 20 here and there. He's had 20 carries 4 times in the last 2 months. This is Ray Rice, probably the second choice in the fantasy football draft for running backs, or even overall.
Yeah, he was definitely up there. I'll tell you that much.
And I think Jim Caldwell knows he's a smart fantasy football player, that he should be using him.
Yeah, Broncos defense, guys, they're second in fantasy points. Top 10 against running backs and wide receivers. They also allowed less than 24 points in the last 2 months. Wow, that's pretty impressive, guys. And you guys think the Ravens might just struggle a little bit against this defense?
Yes.
Flacco, the receivers.
They've really been disappointing over the past couple weeks. If my money was on either the Broncos D or the Ravens O, I would go with the Broncos D.
If you look closely at the Broncos logo, you might see a tongue come out of the horse, because they are licking their chops at this game. The Ravens offense, I mean, we just mentioned how shaky it is with the change in offensive coordinator, the carries going to Ray Rice. The Denver defense knows that there's going to be a new focus on that. And with how good they've been pretty much overall in the season, I think with them ranked second in fantasy points, I think you might as well put them first overall, because we all know Chicago is the top defense, but they are a totally different defense here in the second half of the season.
Oh, yeah.
A much tougher schedule. So I think the Broncos, being the best fantasy defense overall, they're going to have a great matchup against the Ravens, and Flacco is going to struggle, and Ray Rice is going to get his carries, get his yards, but it's not going to be a dominant Ray Rice.
You guys think Aaron Decker and Demaryius Thomas are good starts this week?
I'm very curious to seeing what's going to happen. We saw last week we expected a great matchup against a bad Raiders defense, but the Broncos chose to go with the run game, no Sean Moreno. And I think with how bad the Ravens' run defense is too, I wouldn't be surprised if Demaryius Thomas and Decker don't have that stellar game that we've been seeing from all season long.
So look for no Sean to bang the ball there, Bailey?
I would say no.
Really?
Just because, not from a statistic standpoint, but more from a mental standpoint. You know, it's a big game on the road. You know, just a few weeks ago, Noshon Moreno was on the practice squad. And if it's a team, you know, like Haloti Ngata and Ray Lewis, they'll get in Noshon's head real quick.
Remember how we were talking, though, about East Coast games, getting December, the colder weather, how important the run game is? Noshon Moreno's coming off 160 total yards, 30 carries against Oakland.
And the Ravens are the 11th most against running backs. Still, I would not feel comfortable, you know, putting my chips with Noshon Moreno. But, hey, if you have to, you have to. And it's not a bad matchup. I just don't see it, you know. Statistics tell me I'm wrong, but, you know, that's just my little cute little opinion about that.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to move it along, guys.
Cute little opinion.
I know.
Yes to no, Sean.
Our next matchup, Colts versus the Texans. Houston's D, guys, coming off a short week where they lit up by Tom Brady. You guys think that they have something to prove here in this divisional matchup?
Yes. They play the Colts twice in the next 3 weeks. If they don't win this game, you know, they really are not looking good heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, especially since the reason I think they're going to play well is because, dude, this is the first time they've played Andrew Luck. They're in the same division. They're going to be playing Andrew Luck for the next 10 years. So I think it's a statement game. They got to come out strong, punch this kid in the face, and be like, hey, look, Mr. Luck, you aren't going to treat us like you just treat, you know, other teams here in this league. You got to come up and bring your A game against us Texans.
And one thing I was doing this year, I was helping a friend out who had Andrew Luck and Cam Newton. And basically I would start Luck at home for, it was a girl, I would start Luck for home for her and Cam, you know, when Andrew Luck was on the road. And Luck has thrown 13 interceptions to only 8 TDs on the road this year. Doesn't look good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an epitome of that kind of game, Bailey, you mentioned, of Andrew Luck being on the road. It is bad luck for Andrew because you mentioned the 13 touchdowns on the road, but I think this Houston defense can still turn things around, and I think we'll see it here this week.
Do you guys like Aaron Foster this week going up against the Colts? Since last week he got kind of bottled up last week against the Patriots, only 85 yards. Think he's going to have a better week?
Yeah, I'd say he's let loose and he's going to run all over him.
And hopefully Schaub will bounce back after that poor performance. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see some good play action pass if Aaron Foster can really take away or get the attention of the Indianapolis D. The
Colts ranked 26th in fantasy points this season, so I'd be confident if you are playing with anybody on the Texans offense.
There you go. Schaub, Andre Johnson, Owen Daniels, start them. Be confident.
Aaron Foster, of course.
All right, guys, we're going to move this one along. Steelers versus the Cowboys. Will the Cowboys' emotional high last in the second game after a fatal car accident against the hungry Steelers team? What do you guys think?
Most of the time, just like Kansas City, the emotional high is very good in that first week, but then unfortunately, you know, you deal with the death, you go to the funeral, and I don't think it'll last this week. But I could be wrong. It is at home.
Yeah, the Steelers are top three against the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers this year in fantasy.
Well, I don't think it'll be a pretty game. From any standpoint, but it'll definitely be a good game. You know, Romo, depending, you know, Romo and his receivers could easily, you know, beat up that Pittsburgh secondary, and I could see Dez Bryant or Miles Austin having a good game.
You guys think Big Ben will give fantasy owners a bonus in this week's playoff matchup?
It's good to see Big Ben come back from his injury without any flaw. I mean, 22 fantasy points, I think, in ESPN standard leagues. Great. I mean, it was a poor performance
by
the team
overall.
Yeah, in a loss, but still, great job by Big Ben. But Dallas is a tough defense, and a physical defense. Of course, you're looking down the field. You have DeMarcus Ware coming right at you. I think Big Ben will have an okay game. I wouldn't expect what he did last week, though.
Yeah, and his wide receivers are going to be in the same boat, in my opinion. What do you guys think about, you know, on the other side of the ball, Dez Bryant, broken finger. You know, he says he's going to keep playing unless a doctor comes up and says you have to have surgery. Looks like he's going to continue to play. You guys, what do you guys think of how he's going to do this week?
Dez Bryant has been hot this season.
Hot.
I mean, mind the injury, he has been fabulous to watch. And you really hope that he plays in order to give Tony Romo a chance. But the Steelers' defense is just tough overall.
Yeah.
And I think even if Dez Bryant plays, he won't be as effective. And I think that hot streak will come to a screeching halt this week.
Okay. Mendenhall, guys, he has issues with being a man, Bailey says. So he was suspended this week. He didn't show up for a game. And you guys like Jonathan Dwyer moving forward? You think he's going to be able to carry the load there in Pittsburgh?
I wouldn't hold my breath for it. the whole year, the Pittsburgh running game has been inconsistent and dramatic. So I mean, if you need to rely on someone from the running back of the Steelers, you'd rely on Dwyer. But I wouldn't hold my breath for anything huge out of them.
Anything else you guys want to talk about in this game? No? All right, we'll move it along. 49ers versus Patriots is going to be my biggest game this week. I wonder why. I really am excited for it. I'm really interested to see what happens with Tom Brady going up against this Niner defense. He's been preparing for this game his whole life, or maybe just for the last few weeks, but seems like maybe his whole life. The 49ers D is top four against quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. Are you guys liking Brady this week to start against this 49ers defense?
Yes. I love Tommy Brady. He's my hero. But no, he is a true professional, and he does what needs to be done to win the team. Now, unfortunately, is that going to be another 4-touchdown, 0-interception game? Probably not. But definitely look for them to move the ball with Welker and look for Hernandez in the red zone.
I mean, only one interception in the last 2 months. Again, these are against opponents like the Jets, who've had to struggle on defense, the Rams, the Bills, who we know stay on the bottom of the defensive end, the Colts, who are porous, the Jets again, Miami's bad, Houston's been struggling of late. So this is the first time we're seeing Tom Brady versus a really good offense. We talked about in the beginning of the season that the Patriots have a pretty nice schedule. I think this is where it gets really, Ben, your favorite word, interesting.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be interesting moving forward in this game. You guys, the 49ers running back problems, you know, all season long, you know, Brandon Jacobs just got suspended. We just had, not Kyle Williams, but the other guy.
Brandon Jacobs?
No, the
no,
other
you
running
said that,
back.
Didn't you?
Gosh, Kendall Hunter, thank
Kendall
you.
Kendall Hunter, I'm sorry.
Kendall
yes.
Hunter goes IR. Down. He's on the IR. So now we got LaMichael James coming in. I like LaMichael James this week. Him and Frank Gore probably splitting a lot of carries. How productive do you think they're going to be this week against the Patriots?
I wouldn't be excited about anyone on the 49ers after what the Patriots did last week. Kaepernick, if you need to start him, especially if you have someone like RG3 who is still in the up in the air and playing, or But I really would not be, especially going on the road. It's going to be a very tough game. If anything, I think the 49ers will stick with their run game to try to keep Tom off the field.
You mentioned using the run game only for time management.
Yes.
I don't think it's going
to
be for scoring or for yardage. It's going to be purely for time management, and it would have to be on the shoulders of Kaepernick and his receivers to lead the Niners offense. We saw what the Patriots defense did to Arian Foster and Ben Tate and really limit them.
Bailey, what do you think Belichick's going to do to confuse the offense of the 49ers?
He's going to be Bill the way he is. He's going to, especially, he does really well against rookie quarterbacks. I know Kaepernick's not a rookie, but this is only his fifth start.
Might as well be.
Fifth
it's
start.
His second
yeah,
year.
So I think it'll be really tough for Kaepernick, and I think the most important thing is if the 49ers can get in the red zone, that's when Kaepernick will probably be his most dangerous.
Yeah, he might run it in a little.
Exactly.
You know,
besides that, they'll probably have a spy on Kaepernick the whole game, and it'll be really tough for both sides. This is going to be a great matchup, but I definitely wouldn't be very confident about anyone on the 49ers offense.
I'm really interested to see what happens on the Patriots offense. You know, with Gronkowski might be coming back this week. Aaron Hernandez, they just signed Dalton Stallworth. He got a touchdown. Now he's gone again. So
they re-signed Branch.
They re-signed him. Okay, so they got Branch again. So it'll be interesting to see how this Patriots offense goes up against this 49ers defense. I think it's going to be a great game, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope the 49ers shut them down, but we'll see. I mean, Tom Brady's been – he's a machine, that guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a machine.
He's amazing, yeah.
He is a machine. All right, guys. Well, hopefully we got through those quick enough for you, and you could use any of that information to help you win this week. Very important weeks for your championships coming up moving forward. We got some injuries that we're going to run through real quick. Robert Griffin III, grade 1, minor LCL sprain. He practiced Wednesday. Looks like he's wearing a brace, but still questionable. Look for Kirk Cousins, maybe. A TD and an extra point last week. A two-point conversion, sorry. So he actually looked, you know, pretty decent. So we'll see what happens. Named to the injury reserve.
I mean, we mentioned Deion Branch, but also Fred Jackson, MCL sprain, which is, I mean, bad news, of course, for Fred Jackson owners and for Fred Jackson himself. Good news for C.J. Spiller owners. And Jared Cook, torn rotator cuff, so look for some tight end help in the waiver wire.
All right, guys. Also, Dwayne Bowe, broken ribs, out this week, likely going to IR. And we mentioned earlier, Dez Bryant, broken finger. He plans to play unless he's told he can't. So keep an eye on that, especially on how well he is playing. So he has been just killing it. Jay Cutler, he has a neck issue, stiff, but it looks like he's going to play. Ahmad Bradshaw, sprained left knee, questionable. Even if he does play, look for David Wilson to get the majority of the work, especially after last week. He just went crazy. Jordy Nelson, guys, hamstring, questionable. He's a long shot to play, but he might be safe for the playoffs. Right, Carlo?
Yeah, with Greg Jennings, Randall Cobb, James Jones, they got a plethora of weapons in Green Bay.
Yeah, so they might just hold on to him, or might just hold him out for a little while, getting ready. LeSean McCoy, guys, he had a concussion. He's out, so it looks like still Bryce Brown there. And then, surprisingly, Sidney Rice, he has a bruised foot. He's questionable. I didn't even know that was there, Bailey. But
he was in a boot, so.
Yeah, he's in a boot this week. So hopefully he can turn that around and bring it back, because they definitely need that help. Russell Wilson needs him. All right, well, we're going to move it into our segments that we do every week at the end of the show. We're going to start out this week with Bailey's benchums. Bailey, who are you benching this week?
I would say that my benchum this week is Jeremy Maclin. I don't think Bryce Brown's going to be a good matchup either. But in general, the Cincinnati defense is disappointed in their home loss to the Cowboys. They're going to be really angry and hungry for a win to keep themselves in the playoffs. Cincinnati has only allowed 14 TDs receiving all year, and also Cincinnati leads the league in sacks. Look for a bad day from Jeremy Maclin and Bryce Brown and probably the Philadelphia offense altogether.
All right, so bench them all is what he's saying. Just
get rid of them.
Forget about the Eagles defense, Eagles offense. All right, guys, our next
Eagles
segment.
Defense too.
They're their defense as well, yeah. Next segment we're going to do right now, we do every week, we love it. Mr. Saisu Sleepers. Who are you not sleeping on, Carlo?
Don't sleep on, we mentioned his name a few times already, David Wilson. Ahmad Bradshaw is hurt. He is not looking good in terms of playing, and even if he does play, I still think David Wilson's going to get the majority of the carries. It's been looking good for this rook. 327 all-purpose yards, a team record last week against the Saints, and 3 touchdowns. No, he will not get the same results against the Falcons, but the Falcons have a bad defense themselves on the ground. Falcons 23rd in run defense with David Wilson, and the Giants will look to take advantage of that.
All right, well, we normally have another segment right now, but we're not going to do it because he's not here. So
I'm going to throw in one last thing real quick. Today is Alfred Morris's birthday. Could be a little motivation for the weekend.
Happy birthday, Alfred. I was going to say, if I had to start somebody this week, since I don't get a segment, but if I had to start somebody this week.
Ben's pick.
I'm going to say I like LaMichael James. If you have him on your bench, or if you had an opportunity to pick him up, I say give him a shot this week, you know? Throw him in the flex position. You know, don't obviously start him over Frank Gore, but I think he's gonna get some opportunities to really do something special.
Deep league, PPR.
Yeah.
He could see some third downs.
He's like I think he's gonna be like the next Darren Sproles, you know, that type of player. So I like LaMichael James this week. All right, guys, once again, we are the LA Fantasy Freaks. My name's Ben Conroy with my man Michael Bailey.
Good luck this week.
Carlos Sisu, always very knowledgeable, that man. We are on Twitter at LA Fantasy Freaks, Facebook.com/LA Fantasy Freaks. Thank you to SmackChat.com. Thank you to Team 1010 KXPS, Team1010.com. You can find it there. We are on iTunes. Go find it. Subscribe. You can get us. Listen every week for all your fabulous information. Once again, we are the LA Fantasy Freaks, and we're out of here.
Peace. We'll be right back.